Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group, and Keith Garofola, VP of Sales and Marketing. Evan is an 11.
All right, we're going to pause that because we've turned on Facebook Live today. So I'm in the office solo, so I figured it was a good time to maybe do a little Facebook Live and on the coaching call. So if you dialed in, cool. If you're at your computer, you know, jump into the private group. I'm online there. I'd give that a shout this morning. So what I want to talk about today is we're actually fighting a war within real estate, within our own arena. There's a two-way war going on. There's an offensive war and there's a defensive war. There's a war between us and there's a war between our potential clients. And it's a really brutal game of hide and seek, right? We're playing a lot of hide and seek. So let me preface this. And again, I'm on the call and I'm on Facebook Live. So a little awkward trying to do both, but I'm going to get it here. So if you're looking at the Facebook Live and I look a little stupid, that's because I'm trying to think while I do this. But at the same time, I don't prepare for these calls. I get the topic and then I run with them. So when I get on the call, I just kind of get the flow. But now I get the flow and I'm looking at myself on Facebook Live and it's kind of odd. So maybe whatever. So if you're on Facebook Live and my eyes are moving all around, that's probably why. All right. So there's a war within it. It's a war of hide and seek, right? And let me give you the synopsis. Well, first of all, let me give you the throwdown of what, you know, why we're wrong, why the agent is wrong and the buyer is wrong and why there's a war. Okay. The agent is wrong because the agents expect every lead that comes into our portal or comes into our path as wanting to buy, right? You know, if anybody who puts that, you know, I'm actually going to minimize this. So anybody who comes into our portal and we call, we're like, okay, if you came to my portal, you must have interest, right? You must want to buy. So let me call you one time. Let me talk to you one time. And let me see if you're interested in buying. You know what? I'm actually going to shut this Facebook Live off because it's incredibly distracting. Okay, that's gone. All right, forget that. I can't do both. I can't multitask and think like that. Okay, so buyers come into our portal. We expect them to buy. You know, the lead's no good. They're not calling me back. They're not returning my phone call. They already work with an agent, that sort of thing, right? So we are under the expectation that if someone puts their name in a box, they're putting their name in a box because they want a phone call and they want us to help them and they want to buy a house. We kind of think of real estate as retail. And nothing could be really farther from the truth. When you go to a Best Buy site and you're looking at computers or you go to a car dealership and you're looking around, just because you walk into the Best Buy store doesn't mean you're going to buy a TV then and there. It doesn't mean that. Just because someone puts their name in a box doesn't mean that they're pre-approved and they understand the process and they're ready to go. There are so many reasons why people walk into – let's take a better example, Barnes & Noble. How many people walk into Barnes & Noble, pull the books off the shelf, flip through the pages, put the book back, go look at a magazine, read half the magazine, put it back on the shelf, and walk out of the store? You've probably done it. I've probably done it. So if we take that example, which is honestly I think a pretty good one, and we put that into our own philosophy – can a buyer not come to the ERA site or come to We Stand Out or come to the Boston MLS and look around at properties without us thinking that, oh, my God, they're not serious, they're not interested, they don't want to buy from us? Well, think about it. Isn't that really what happens? So the war from the agent side is, if you come to my site, why are you not returning my phone call? Why are you not returning my email? Or in Barnes & Noble's case, which I'm sure they'll be gone in the next few years, why are you walking into my store and not buying a book? If you're not going to buy a book, don't walk into my store. Don't do it. Barnes & Noble, don't do it. If Barnes & Noble didn't want you to walk into the store and not buy a book, they wouldn't put all those comfy chairs around, right? They wouldn't have a coffee shop and cheesecake and Starbucks and all that other kind of stuff. And they wouldn't have children's reading playtime and all this other stuff they have. They've accepted the fact that you can walk in, hang out in our store, not buy anything, but they're hoping that when the time comes that you'll impulse buy a book there that they've marked up 20 or 30% from anywhere else you can get a book. Last week I talked about the Amazon bookstore, which is a really cool place. But their books are twice as much as they are at Amazon. But they're banking on people not willing to wait the 2 days to get something from Amazon. So let's take it from an agent's perspective. Why are they not allowed to come to our site? Why are they not allowed to look around? Why are they not allowed to poke for information? Why do they have to read your blog and all of a sudden be ready to buy a house right now? And if they're not, they're wasting our time. Why do we set that barrier up? And from a client's perspective is, why can't I just look at your site? Why can't I just look at the homes? Why do I got to sign in? Why do I got to take your phone call? Why do I have to return your email? Why can I not just go to your site and look at the pictures and walk out and not buy anything? Why? Why is it different for us? Why is it different for real estate agents? Right? It's the chicken or the egg kind of thing, right? You got to have a website to attract a buyer. You got to have a real estate agent to buy a house. We have to meet somewhere in the middle. We have to learn that just because they drop in our site and they register in their information doesn't necessarily mean that they have to buy from us today. And it certainly doesn't mean that the consumer's wrong because they're on their website poking around. They put their name in a box and they're not ready to return your email. Right? Why do we have to punish them? Or more importantly, why do we have to deem them as being not serious people if they just want to look around and browse? What's wrong with that? It doesn't mean they're a shitty lead. It means they're in the early stages of the buying process. And it's up to us to understand that they're in the early stages of the buying process. And it's wrong for us to think that they're going to buy the minute they sign in from on the page. Okay? So the national statistical lead conversion is somewhere in the 3 to 5% range, which means 3 or 5% out of 100 are going to do some transaction of some sort. Okay, that come into your box. So I talked to somebody the other day, and he says to me, well, you know, I want good leads. I want the good leads. You know, I don't want old, stale, disgusting leads. Well, how do you know if the leads are good if you're not working them to the right ability? Or how do you know when we're only talking about specifically online leads, online buyer leads of some sort, or home valuation leads? And we're talking about those two. First of all, they're not leads, they're people. They're people who are inquiring. There are people like you and I. And we need to treat them like you would want to be treated. You don't want to put your information in the box, right? And you don't want to be nagged when you put information in the box, right? You want an answer to your question, and you want to split, right? Like you get on Verizon Wireless. Hey, do you have any, iPhone X's in stock? Yes, we do. No, we don't. Okay, bye. You don't want them to say, hey, do you want to come in? Hey, do you want me to look at your plan? Hey, do you want to upgrade? No. Do you have them in stock? Yes or no? Okay, that's the information you can buy. I'll make my decision from there. Thank you. Do you think Verizon has a salesman that says, hey, how come these people are coming into our live chat and not walking in the store and buying phones? They're probably not. So why do we hold this expectation with ourselves and fight a war with these buyers that say, if you put your name in the box, you damn well better be ready to buy a house. If not, get the hell off my site. That's basically what we're saying to ourselves. If you don't want to talk to me, don't put your name in the box. Okay, would you rather have the name in a box and incubate them and work them and send them good information and send them something they might find valuable and earn their business when they're ready? Or is it all or nothing? Buy now or get lost. That's the mentality that I think a lot of agents have when they get these online leads through Zillow, through Trulia, through wherever they come from, whatever web registration they come from. And we can't have that mentality. And the flip side to the war is the buyers have to understand that if they put their name in the box, you're going to call them or email them or bug them or do whatever. They have to be smart enough to know that. And if they're not smart enough to know that, then we have to educate them the best possible way. That is forwarding them their email. Say, listen, I just got your information. What can I do to help you? But so the two points here, the buyers need to understand that they're going to get contacted in some fashion. And the agents need to understand that, yes, you're going to contact them in some fashion, but you can't expect these people to be ready to buy every single minute that they come into your website. It just doesn't happen that way. I've been doing online lead generation for 12 years with real estate, whether it's from my RE/MAX days, whether it's from whatever it is. I've been doing it for a long, long time, right? And every single time I do it, it's the same kind of scenario. it's the same kind of scenario, right? I used to get leads, and I remember having a business meeting, you know, in a diner that basically said these 2:30 in the morning and 3:30 in the morning people are just looky-loos. They're just garbage. They're not interested in something. But you call them and you call them and you call them, and eventually they say, no, I'm all set. I already bought something. Then you're going to be pissed off and bummed out about it. For example, I'll give you another example. I've been talking about having a, you know, there's a lot of home buyer seminars, right? Everybody's seen a home buyer seminar. Well, I came up with an idea. I didn't come up with an idea. It's probably not original. But I thought, well, it'd be kind of cool to have a home seller seminar. We should bring sellers in. This is what it costs. This is what it paid for. This is what you need to do, blah, blah, blah. And we even bought a URL 3 or 4 years ago. It says home buyer seminar. And we've dragged our feet on it, and it's put on a back burner, one of those kind of ideas that you never really run with. And sure as shit, guess what? Somebody else locally is having a home buyer seminar, home seller seminar. And now don't I feel like the asshole because I haven't, you know, I didn't run with that idea when I got it. I just kind of sat with it, and I sat with it, and I sat with it. Same thing with the leads. They didn't call me today. They didn't respond to my email today. They're looking at my drips, but they're not calling me back. They must not be serious. They must not be serious leads, right? That's what we're saying to ourselves. They must not want to talk to me. But that couldn't be farther from the truth because, right, they don't actually understand how this business works. They don't understand your commission or they don't understand you don't get paid to show houses. They don't understand it. It's our job to educate them. And it's more importantly, the battle we're fighting, the war we're fighting, is that you have to understand what you're getting into when you call them, when you talk to them, and educating them so they know what they're getting and what they're interested in. And when we do that, we'll have a little more harmonious relationship. But the fact of the matter is, you cannot expect every lead to come in, whether it's through Zap's a shitty lead or Facebook's a shitty lead. They have no idea what they signed up for. You're right. It's your job to educate them. It's your job to educate them. Oh, I didn't even know how you got my number. Well, like everyone said, did you forward the email to them that shows you how they got your number? Then how would they know? They're not going to know. Well, every time someone comes in Zap to work with another buyer, how do they know? How does that buyer know that if they put their name in Zap or Coldwell Banker or wherever, that they're going to get a different agent? They don't understand that. So we have to deliver goodwill and explain how it works. Right? You ever walk into Apple? Probably haven't. Have you ever walked into Apple with a Best Buy coupon and says, hey, will you price match? And Apple's like, no, screw you. Go back to Best Buy. We don't care. Right? That's happened to me. I've been trying to do it lately. You know, every time you go in, they shoot it down. Say, listen, that's not how it works. This is how it works. Apple sells directly. Best Buy sells, you know, Apple sells products to Best Buy. Best Buy can price them however they want because they hope that you'll buy either the protection plan or a mouse or something or a bag or something else that will offset maybe a couple dollars they're going to lose on discounting the Apple price. Someone doesn't know that until you explain it to them. Oh, Apples, they're such assholes because they won't price match. They won't price match, you know, the big box store. Okay, you're right, but here's why. Right, here's why. Car dealers may discount their car because they think that you're going to buy the gap insurance and the tire protection and the extended warranty and all that other crap that they make a bunch of money on. So if they can pin you for buying that stuff, they might roll the dice on selling you the car for a little cheaper because they're going to make up the difference in those products. But if you don't explain that to somebody, they might not know. If you don't explain to them how Zillow works, why they're getting calls from three agents, if you don't explain to them how they got their information from Facebook, then you're going to meet resistance. And resistance from a buyer's perspective is silence. They're just not going to get back to you. They don't want to talk to you. They're not ready for it. And if they don't want to talk to you, then you're going to come to me and say, hey, Evan, the leads are garbage. The leads won't get back to me. And I'll tell you what I've been saying for 10 years now. It's because you haven't given them a reason to come back to you. So thus the war we fight. The fight is to get the buyers to respond to you some way, but you have an obligation to tell them what they're actually going to hear from you, why they got, how you got to them, how you got their information. And that, I think, is the war we fight, and that, I think, is how we need to educate. We need to educate the buyers to how we got their information. That's really simple. You forward them the email in which they sent to you, which I've made a video on Friday. I'll edit it up today, and I'll get it out later today, right? That's step one. Step two is for them to say, oh, yeah, I did put my name in a Facebook book group, but I wasn't really looking at Wilmington. I was looking really for something else for my sister. Okay, no problem. Where's your sister looking? Can I help? You know, does she need any help? You know, it's not, are you pre-approved and ready to go? And if you're not, go F off. That's not what lead gen's about. Lead gen's about incubating. Think how long it takes you to make a decision of some sort. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a new laptop. Hey, I'm thinking about getting a new car. Thinking about getting a dog. Thinking about, you know, buying a something. You think about that process. You just don't, you know, unless you're like me, you just don't impulse buy shit. Right? You think about it. You calculate it. You kick it around with your family, whoever. And then you make the decision. Home buying and online leads is the same thing. We have to understand where they're coming from. They don't understand what we're up to, what we're about, how we make money. So the sooner you guys deal with that, the sooner the war will be a lot easier to fight. But if you're looking for that instant gratification, guys, it's just not going to be there. It's not going to come. All right? All right, guys, I'm about, 17 minutes in, so right at our cap. So hope you enjoyed. I'm flying solo. I'll be around all day. Let me know if you guys need anything. Hope you enjoyed. And the next time I give you a lead or you get a lead, talk about it. Let's make sure we're working it the right way, because I can leave you with this. I can certainly convert a lead. I can convert the same leads you guys have. So let's make sure your system and my system are aligned, and let's make these leads work for us.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.